It's time to state some plain truths that will not necessarily help me win friends and influence enemies. And if you are offended by talk of things spiritual, you may want to tune out right now because I'm going to talk about God and the devil. For so long, I keep hearing people ask, why are Christians so maligned and hated? And why are Islamists suddenly getting all this religious freedom support from the American left that doesn't give a rip about freedom of religion for Christians? Why is the left standing up with vigorous indignation toward those who oppose the Ground Zero Mosque? The answer is stunningly simple, but it's not an answer that everyone wants to accept. And that's fine too, because again, I'm not trying to score the Miss Congeniality trophy. The truth is never popular in this world. Unless we are prepared to realize there's more to our world than meets the eye, then we will never understand why these things are. Our world is run by powers that we can't see with our eyes. Of course, there are people who are world leaders who run our physical world, but there are spiritual forces that influence all of us, whether we acknowledge them or not. There are two forces at work here, the forces of heaven and the forces of hell, and there are no others. There is one God, one creator of all we see. He sent his son Jesus to bridge the unbridgeable gap between God and man, and it is done. The forces of hell under Satan are fully and actively aligned against God and his people in a furious and deadly spiritual battle. Evidence of this truth is clearly seen everywhere we look. Christians and Christianity are under a constant assault and always have been, whether it's the ACLU and their crusade to purge any sign or hint of Christianity from the public square, or the murdering of Christians around the world by practitioners of the religion of peace, or even the snide, slanderous, and libelous portrayal of Christians by the media, Hollywood, and academia. On the surface, the hatred the world has for Christianity seems irrational and disproportionate, in that biblical Christians are not people who should normally engender such deep, frothing hatred in others. Though we are all fallen and struggle daily with sin, those who know Christ and strive to live according to his words are generally kind people, not offensive people. Unless we realize that the irrational hatred for Christianity has its source in the spirit realm, which infects the hearts of men, then it makes no sense that Christians should be so reviled by the world. Where it makes sense is in the unseen spirit realm. The forces of hell have as their mission the destruction of God's people and creation. Satan and his minions are beings of eternal hatred, and their hatred will never be quenched. They despise all of humanity, not just Christians, but it is those who have the Spirit of the Lord living in them that are the recipients of the most vicious of hell's hate. Christians are the top targets of the enemies of God in the spirit realm because God has revealed his truth, his word, to humanity through the Jewish people who also receive this hell-born hatred, and Christians through Jesus are the lovers and exhibitors of God's truth. The demonic forces of darkness cannot abide the presence of God, and their hellish hatred enters the hearts and minds of the people of the world, those who reject God, and it manifests itself in their maniacal hatred for all things Christian. So what does this have to do with why we see such glowing and loving support of the Islamists and the Ground Zero Mosque by those on the left? Everything. As I said, I'm not trying to win friends here when I say this, but Islam is one of a number of world religions that is based on something other than the revealed truth of God. I know many will say, how can you say that? Everyone who has a religion believes that his religion is the right one, so how can you say that Christianity is true when the Islamists believe that their way is the true way? I cannot convince anyone of the truth, but I can say that it's mathematically impossible for both Islam and Christianity to be true. They contradict each other, as is the case with most of the world's religions. The support that Islam receives is the support of the fallen world that created Islam. Satan is the god of this world, and he takes care of his own, although care is a perverse description of anything Satan does to his followers, since his way is the certain way to eternal death. Those who walk in darkness flock together. Thus, we see the leftists in our country aligning themselves with the Islamists who have bad intentions toward our country. The common denominator between the two is spiritual darkness. They're both on the same team. It is those on the left who are such ardent supporters of the Ground Zero Mosque. They are screaming that those of us who oppose it want to deny the Islamists their freedom of religion to build the mosque. That's a lie, and we know it. Those same leftists are the ones who scream for all evidence of the God of Christians to be removed from their sight and for his followers to never utter a prayer in the name of Jesus within their hearing. The split personality of these people is amazing to behold, but it makes perfect sense when you consider the spirit forces behind them. In their thinking, Islam is good, but Christianity is not. In plain and politically incorrect English, Islam is an earthly ideology born in the heart of hell, and Christianity is born in the heart of God. I know many, many people will yell bloody murder at my assertion, but that's okay. The truth, in all its offensive sense of reality will stand, and all the lies of the world will fall and burn in the fire on the last day. We must not be surprised that the world loves and supports the Islamists and their current plan to spit on Ground Zero with a victory mosque. We must not be surprised that the same world hates the followers of Christ. In John chapter 15, Jesus told those of us who love him, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." Those of us who are Christians must always take heart, because no matter how bad things get here in this world, we know that in the very end, we win. I'm Gina Miller.